If Brett Favre were a politician, how bad would his numbers be?
Elliot Spitzer. I mean, that's one name that comes to mind. In this state, maybe George Bush.
That's Jim Miller, president of the Institute. Favre's overall approval rating now stands at 47% compared to 73% last December. On top of that, 60% of respondents said team managers were more concerned about the Packers' long-term future than Favre is. But that wasn't apparent at last Sunday's preseason scrimmage, where hundreds of fans chanted in favor of Favre, including M.J. Christner of DePere.
Number four has been disrespected.
A lot of national media coverage has focused on personalities in the dispute, but Jim Miller of WPRI says those reports are missing the big picture, and that is that the Green Bay Packers is a nonprofit owned by the community and citizen shareholders.
They've been Wisconsin's team going back to the 1920s. They will be Wisconsin's team 10 years from now. And I think at some point people have come to the conclusion that Brett Favre is certainly not as interested in the Packers' future as he is in his. And I think when he started talking about things like wanting to play possibly for the Vikings or the Bears, I don't think that went over real well.
The poll was taken over the weekend as the soap opera between the one-time legendary quarterback and team management was rapidly developing. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.